life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good. And so, you know, the fact that life is short and can be brutal can terrify you into hiding and avoiding, but it can also, you can flip that on its head and understand that since you're all in anyways, you might as well take the risks that are adventurous. And that's a very good thing to understand. And what is also useful to understand in that manner is that there isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. This is something that took me a long time to figure out. Well, you can craft your words to get what you want. You know, and people do that all the time. They craft their words so they can avoid taking responsibility for things they should take responsibility for. Or they can craft their words to gain an advantage that they really don't deserve. That's what you do when you manipulate. And the problem with that, you might say, well, why not do that if I can get what I want? And the answer to that is, you aren't necessarily the best judge of what you need. And it's easy to be deluded in what you want. And that's the sort of delusions that people chase if they chase power. If you decide instead that you're going to just say what you believe to be true, you have to let go of the consequences. And you might think, well, I don't want to let go of the consequences because I want to control what's going on. But what you miss then is adventure, because if you don't control what's going on, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. And maybe that's exciting. And actually, there's no doubt about it. And then you have the additional advantage if you're attempting to say what you believe to be true and attempting to act in the manner that you think is most appropriate. That's genuinely you. And you have the force of reality behind you. And obviously, that's what you have if you're trying to, say, live in the truth, is you have the force of reality behind you. That seems like a good deal. Then you have the reality and the adventure. So why is that a moral obligation? Well, if you hide and you don't let what's inside of you out and you don't bring into the world what you could bring and you become cynical and bitter, you will start doing very dark things. So you'll start, not only will you not add to the world what you could add, but you'll start being jealous of people who are competent and doing well and work to destroy them. So that's the pathway to hell, really. How do you know who you are? After all, you are complex beyond your own understanding, more complex than anything else that exists, excepting other people, complex beyond belief. And your ignorance is further complicated by the intermingling of who you are with who you could be. You are not only something that is, you are something that is becoming, and the potential extent of that becoming also transcends your understanding. Everyone has the sense, I believe, that there is more to them than they have yet allowed to be realized. That potential is often obscured by poor health, misfortune, and the general tragedies and mishaps of life. But it can also be hidden by an unwillingness to take full advantage of the opportunities that life offers, abetted by regrettable errors of all sorts, including failures of discipline, faith, imagination, and commitment. Who are you? And more importantly, who could you be if you were everything you could conceivably be? Are such questions impossible to answer? Or are there sources available to us from which guidance might be derived? After all, we have been observing ourselves behave in our successes and failures for tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of years. During that time, our shamans, prophets, mystics, artists, poets, and bards have distilled something vital from such observations, some concentrated essence of what makes us human in actuality and possibility. In doing so, they have provided us with representations of that vital essence, presenting itself to us as that which can be neither ignored nor forgotten. Those creative people write and act out the dramas and tell us the stories that capture our imagination, and they fill our dreams with visions of what might be. The deepest and most profound of these are remembered, discussed, and otherwise honed collectively, and made the focus of rituals that unite us across the centuries, forming the very basis of our cultures. These are the stories upon which the ritual, religious, and philosophical edifices characterizing sophisticated, populous, successful societies are built. The stories we can neither ignore nor forget are unforgettable for this reason, among others. They speak to something we know, but do not know that we know. The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates believed that all learning was a form of remembering. Socrates posited that the soul, immortal in its essence, knew everything before it was born anew as an infant. However, at the point of birth, all previous knowledge was forgotten and had to be recalled through the experiences of life. There is much to be said for this hypothesis, strange as it might now appear. There is much that we could do, much that our bodies and minds are capable of doing, that remains dormant, right down to the genetic level. Exposure to new experience activates this dormant potential, releasing abilities built into us over the vast span of our evolutionary history. This is perhaps the most basic manner in which our bodies retain past wisdom and draw upon it when necessary. It is in this way, although not only in this way, that human possibility exists. Thus, there is something profound to be said for the concept of learning as remembering. Obviously, as well as remembering, as in the turning on of innate but hidden possibilities, we can learn much that is new. This is one of the primary factors differentiating us from animals. Even complex and intelligent mammals, such as chimpanzees and dolphins, tend to repeat their species' typical behaviors generation after generation, with very little change. Humans, by contrast, can and continually do seek out and encounter what is new, investigate and adapt to it, and make it part of themselves. We can as well translate something we already know at one level of representation into knowledge at another. We can watch the actions of a living creature, animal or human, and then imitate them, translating our perceptions of their movement into new movements of our own. We can even generalize such imitative acts, catching the spirit of what or whom we are observing, and producing new ways of seeing and acting that are in some manner similar to that spirit. This is part of what makes up the basis of the deeply embodied implicit knowledge that forms so much of the basis of our true understanding. We can also observe someone act or something occur and write down what we see, translating action into language that outlasts its utterance, and then communicate it later in the absence of what or whom is being described. Finally, and most mysteriously, we can imagine and then act out something that has simply not been seen before, something that is truly original. And we can code and represent all that ability, adaptive action and its transformation, in the stories we tell about those we admire as well as those we hate. And that is how we determine who we are and who we could perhaps become. Stories become unforgettable when they communicate sophisticated modes of being, complex problems, and equally complex solutions that we perceive consciously in pieces but cannot fully articulate. Aim at something. Pick the best target you can currently conceptualize. Stumble toward it. Notice your errors and misconceptions along the way. Face them and correct them. Get your story straight. Past, present, future. They all matter. You need to map your path. You need to know where you were so that you do not repeat the mistakes of the past. You need to know where you are, or you will not be able to draw a line from your starting point to your destination. You need to know where you are going, or you will drown in uncertainty, unpredictability, and chaos, and starve for hope and inspiration. For better or worse, you are on a journey. You are having an adventure. And your map better be accurate. Voluntarily confront what stands in your way. the way. That is the path of life, the meaningful path of life, the straight and narrow path that constitutes the very border between order and chaos, and the traversing of which brings them into balance. Aim at something profound and noble and lofty. If you can find a better path along the way, once you have started moving forward, then switch course. Be careful, though. It is not easy to discriminate between changing paths and simply giving up. One hint: if the new path you see forward, after learning what you needed to learn along your current way, appears more challenging, then you can be reasonably sure that you are not deluding or betraying yourself when you change your mind. In this manner, you will zigzag forward. It is not the most efficient way to travel, but there is no real alternative, given that your goals will inevitably change while you pursue them, as you learn what you need to learn while you are disciplining yourself. You will then find yourself turning across time, incrementally and gracefully, to aim ever more accurately at that tiny pinpoint, the X that marks the spot, the bullseye, and the center of the cross, to aim at the highest value of which you can conceive. You will pursue a target that is both moving and receding, moving, because you do not have the wisdom to aim in the proper direction when you first take aim, receding, because no matter how close you come to perfecting what you are currently practicing, new vistas of possible perfection will open up in front of you. Discipline and transformation will nonetheless lead you inexorably forward. With will and luck, you will find a story that is meaningful and productive, improves itself with time, and perhaps even provides you with more than a few moments of satisfaction and joy. With will and luck, you will be the hero of that story, the disciplined sojourner, the creative transformer, and the benefactor of your family and broader society. Imagine who you could be, and then aim single-mindedly at that.